is a pretty good opener, don't you think? And now it sets the stage for the next piece that we're going to do on the program. This is terrible. I'm going to embarrass my son. Hey, Peter, how about that chair right there? Sorry. Yeah. So, and that's okay, because now I'm going to embarrass everyone else behind me, because I will get to it shortly. Mendelssohn was an exceedingly busy person. He wrote this when he was like 34 or 35. He had engagements in London and Berlin and Leipzig. He had just founded a conservatory in Leipzig, and he had 5 children. And, you know, these people behind me, they're incredible musicians, incredibly busy, all parents of boys. We discovered, like, Ben and Jenny, you know, we know they have 2 boys. We have 1 son who I just embarrassed. Francis has 2 sons. Daniel has 2 sons. So we know what it's like as parents to be busy. And frequently when we take breaks in rehearsal, we're talking about, oh yeah, we have to get our kid to this, and we wish this kid would drive, and this kid is crawling around like crazy. And to think about Mendelssohn having 5 kids and running a conservatory and jetting off to London, he was tired and he wanted a break. So he decided to just go rent an apartment. Now that I think of it, not that that's something I would think about, but I guess he just like left his family behind. He's like, I'm gonna rent an apartment and relax. I think that's what he did, because he rented an apartment in, I think it was Frankfurt. Well, his family was in Berlin. And then he wrote to his brother, these are the happiest of days. And when he was there, he composed this quintet. So I know I had a purpose of saying that. Oh yeah, because they're gonna play this quintet. It's really such a joyful work. The first movement and the last movement are full of exuberance. It hits you and it's exciting, and you're gonna be, if you thought that Mozart was exciting, wait till you hear the Mendelssohn. And then the second movement is a little bit slower. It's sort of like an antique dance type feel. Third movement, that's where he really pulls at your heartstrings. What, anyone know, remember the tempo marking of the third movement? Is it a grave? Adagio, yeah. I mean, he takes it to heart. It's slow. It's okay if you weep. That's all right. That's what it's meant to be in the music. And then the third movement, right again off the bat, full of virtuosity and gets you very excited. So I'm so glad these musicians have put this program together for us. And I know you will enjoy Mendelssohn's String Quintet number 2. It was one of his last great chamber works. He passed away 2 years after writing this. So we are so glad he did this. And feel free to tune while I turn on the cameras.
Sure.
Thank you.